You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thank you for hanging out this Wednesday with the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. It is our honor, our privilege to bring you a trending report each day. Obviously, number one trending item in America today is the debacle that went on last night.
Yeah.
A new low for presidential debates. I mean, they've been getting bad in the last few cycles anyway, but now it's just...
This was ugly. It was just nasty. And I sat down and watched the entire thing last night. I couldn't turn away because I thought for sure it was going to get better.
But
it got worse. And then I still couldn't shut it off because it was getting so bad, you know?
I made it 15 minutes, but my wife and my stepdaughter made it through the whole thing, and Zoe is 18. This is her first election, so this was her first exposure to it, and she's really, really interested, and that's what I admire about her. It's not like she's an idealistic 18-year-old, because there are a lot of those. She's just genuinely interested in the process and what goes on, and so she was sitting down, and I was trying to prepare her beforehand. And I said, listen, here's what these guys have their talking points lined up. And no matter what the question is, they will move off into what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
And I said, then they will have sound bites prepared, like the zingers that they want to get in that they know people will talk about.
Yeah.
And I said, and there's going to be a lot of contention. Well, Jeremy, I didn't even know how much contention there would be.
Interrupting, a lot of talking over each other. And,
that's all it was.
One commentator last night on Twitter put it very nicely. She said it was an S show inside a dumpster fire inside a train wreck. You just couldn't look away. And I was
accurate.
I agree. It was so embarrassing for the country last night. And I was talking earlier today, it's like I went online and so many people were like, okay, you saw it, now get out and vote and make sure you register to vote. Your vote counts, get out and vote. Yes, 100%, register to vote and get out and vote. The problem is, who are you going to vote for? I don't want to vote for either one of them. Do we have other choices? I don't want to get out and vote.
Should I have run this year, Jeremy? Was this the year?
Somebody else should have run. A lot of people were like, can we hit the reset button on this? Is there a way to do a do-over now or what?
T-shirts are already for sale that say, will you shut up, man?
Oh, that was probably the line of the night. Shut up, man.
So I think it's on Joe Biden's website. They're selling
like
them.
$30. I looked because I kind of want one.
Will you shut up, man? Anyway, so
the debate was very 2020. It was just fitting with all the crap that's gone on this year. It was just perfect. It was perfect for this year.
That's probably true.
You know,
to go right along with it for 2020. Now there's a leak in the International Space Station.
Dun dun dun.
They think they have traced it to the Russian side. What are they doing over there?
Sabotaging the space station.
They had to get awakened in the middle of the night. You know, can you imagine those alarms going off?
Vladimir.
It's not like you're asleep in your house, okay, and your smoke alarm battery starts chirping.
Mm-hmm.
This is different. This will kill you.
This is life or death. How'd they find it? Do you know where it's at?
They haven't found it yet, but they have determined that it's not a serious one. In fact, they said they could go until next spring and they'll be fine.
It could turn serious at any time, I would imagine, right?
Well, you know, you got to be concerned. Let's put it this way. They're not going to forget about it, but they're going to now use what they call leak detectors to try to pinpoint the leak in Russia's main living and working compartment.
I wonder how they do that. This whole thing is so curious to me.
I'll have to look up the device because I know you're very intrigued by this.
I am so intrigued by everything that goes on up there. It's just fascinating to me.
There are new astronauts who are due to show up in a couple of weeks, and then later some more Americans and a Japanese will be going up on Elon Musk's SpaceX launch, the next one, which is targeted for Halloween.
But maybe they'll be like, nah, change my mind, there's a leak.
There's no air up there? Forget it.
Nah, we're good.
They have named the new SpaceX capsule Resilience. They say it's to reflect, Jeremy, how the world is coping with this year's challenges.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there's that. And then what I have for you is the 5 ways you're eating Italian food wrong.
All right. And you're Italian, so this is perfect.
Some of these, I'm like, let me just... There's a couple of them, like overcooking pasta. That's what a lot of Americans do. Mm-hmm. They overcook.
Squishy.
Cutting your spaghetti up into pieces. That's
no.
a child
no.
thing.
No.
More than a non-Italian thing. The one that I know will irk you, because you will not eat Italian food without doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Italian. It's truly an Olive Garden thing. And that is garlic bread with your pasta.
Oh, all day long, yes.
Or garlic bread as an appetizer.
Any sort of Italian dish, I have to have the garlic bread with it.
Yeah.
It's a law, right?
I remember living in Italy for a couple of years, too, and the people over there were like, what? Garlic what? What? It's an American thing.
When was the last time you ate just regular spaghetti, the strings of it? There's too many other pasta choices now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Just the long, thin spaghetti actual noodles.
That's my go-to, actually.
Is it really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't ever eat those if we make spaghetti.
I'm a thin spaghetti guy. That's what I make every time.
I don't care if I lose my man card. I'm a bow tie guy.
That's cute. That really is.
They're little bow ties.
And when I make my pasta fiammalbo, that is with the seashells, the pasta shells.
Now, that's a child thing. They're little seashells.
That's funny.
You know which ones I can't stand are the curly Q ones, the spirals? They fall apart.
No,
you gotta be on top of those.
Well,
if those go too long,
you're overcooking.
If you go 10 seconds overcooked, they're just everywhere. A mushy mess.
Poor Jeremy. Can't get his spirals right.
So I stick with the bow ties, I've perfected
it. Talk about mushy, the bow tie
pasta. Not a chance.
What else is trending?
Forget all the stereotypes. Men are super basic, too. According to a new survey out this morning, men were looking forward to pumpkin spice season twice as much as women going into the fall.
No, they weren't.
Men are just as excited about the PSL.
I don't believe that.
They say just as excited as football season coming back.
Oh, all right. Who are they polling?
I think this might be one of those things where guys really like this stuff. They just keep quiet about it. And they don't talk about it.
Well, all right, so you're
probably like, I should have shut up about the bow tie pasta.
Right. So you don't like watching football. Are
I
you
don't.
A are you a PSL guy?
I told you about 2 days ago. I bought a jug of it. It's in my fridge.
So they pulled people like you.
The Starbucks brand of PSL, and I can put it on whatever I want. I might put
spaghetti.
It in my spaghetti.
Put it on your bow tie.
I don't know. So, I don't know. Dudes out there be drinking
PSB.
Pumpkin spice.
PSB.
PSB? What's the B? Bow tie.
Pumpkin spice bow tie.
See, I was thinking PSP for pumpkin spice pasta. Whatever. Right.
What else is trending?
Disney fans, you might pee a little bit here. This is kind of exciting. They might be doing a sequel or prequel. We don't know which yet. To the live-action Lion King. I guess the last reboot just raked in the money, so now they're going to jump back on it. It's going to be the same technology that they used for the last one and that they used for the Jungle Book, the live-action Jungle Book, and they're going to redo it, re-release another one. They say no info yet on the cast or the date, but speculation is most of the voice actors will return, like James Earl Jones, Beyonce, John Oliver, blah, 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 all the biggies, so...
Isn't it interesting?
Disney looking for money.
Well, I was going to say, isn't it interesting that you can be a company? Imagine a company that you're all sitting around in your boardroom one day, and you're like, we need a quick $1 billion. What do we got? And say, we'll do another Lion King.
Hakuna done. Matata!
Right. And
from
then
the back.
Done. So all you got to do is look around at each other. You can print $1 billion.
Pretty much.
Just because you know how the American public is with
stuff. We will
now
lap
worldwide.
It up. We love Mufasa.
You know what? And probably in the spring, they'll announce they're going to do a whole new Little Mermaid thing.
Oh, that'd be good.
Another $1 billion. And then next July, get ready for the next Beauty and the Beast. $1 billion.
I love it.
Am I right?
You're right. And they can do it because they're Disney and their movies are great. Like this one, Hocus Pocus. 90s kids love Hocus Pocus. We watch it like every Halloween. It's kind of fun. But check this out. Hocus Pocus wine is coming. It's coming in two varieties, a rosé and a white wine. The cans are going to feature a different Sanderson sister on the front. Those are the three witches. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to have like punny little sayings on them, like Bette Midler's character. On her can of wine, it says, "I put a spell on you, and now you're wine instead of mine." It's from the movie, Dom. Anyway, six packs. I know. I saw the picture. It looks like cans of wine. $36 for a six-pack of this crap.
You'll find that in the grocery store on the sad and pathetic aisle.
Why you gotta... It's an iconic movie, man.
I know.
Quit insulting Hocus Pocus.
I'm not insulting the movie.
Don't be a jerk. You're just the people that drink.
I'm not insulting the movie. The people who would buy the cans of wine.
Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Maybe if you're a fan of YouTube and you're kind of, you know, bored a lot and you're farting around on there, maybe you've come across a guy named Coyote Peterson.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. He has a YouTube channel called Brave Wilderness. My kids actually watch this channel. And what he does is he gets on there and he allows himself to be stung by some of the most venomous insects in the world. And then people watch it. And then they advertise. This dude is raking in $300,000 a month in advertising on his YouTube channel just because he gets stung by murder hornets and ants and centipedes, Dom said earlier today.
Yeah, there's this big old poisonous centipede that will bite you. What was the one... Okay, here's the thing about this guy. It's not just the videos. Even, Jeremy, the photos. It's just a picture of him holding this thing.
And some of them are giant insects.
Yes, and you look at the picture and you think, how the hell would anybody stand for that thing to bite you?
With a check for $300,000 a month. That's how you get her done.
Yeah, you're right.
You could sting me right in the eye.
I got to find, where's the story? Because I want to talk about what that one...
Centipedes in general freak me out. Too many legs, man. Because I have a bit of that thing where there's, if it's like too many things in close groupings or too many things lined up, it's that phobia. I don't remember the name of it. But
like the circles and everything?
Yeah, if there's too many circles or like if you look at a flower really close up and all the little pods and pollen inside a flower, that kind of freaks me out. And centipedes are up there for me.
They are freaky and weird.
They are weird, man.
I'll find it later.
Those bright red ones? Ugh. Real quick, let me give you this one final thing. This maybe will turn into a topic eventually. Maybe not. I don't know. The story says, what's something legal that feels illegal when you're doing it? And I love all of these. Like using a gas station bathroom without buying anything. You feel like you're breaking some sort of law or something.
That's the truth. If you're on a road trip and you stop at a convenience
store. You just have to pee.
And you don't buy a thing.
I don't need anything.
Oh, that's so true.
Trying to break into your own house when you're locked out. You feel like somebody's watching you and they're going to call the cops. Reading a book at a bookstore for a while, then putting it back on the shelf. Yes, there's something dirty about that. And then this one, gosh, can you relate to this? The moment when you go through a metal detector, like at the airport, and you have this irrational fear, like that somewhere somebody has placed a gun or a knife in your pocket and you maybe forgot about it or you didn't see him do it. Do you ever get that?
I never have a fear that somebody has put a gun in my
like,
pocket.
I know I'm completely clean, but then you walk through it and you're like, oh, they're going to find something.
Never had that fear.
Oh, I totally have. And how about ripping off one or two bananas off a bunch in the grocery store because you don't want that many?
Yes. I do feel bad about that.
You feel like you're doing something wrong.
Have you ever just needed one banana, like you're going somewhere, you're not going home?
No, can't say that I have.
I bought one banana before, and I do feel like
going home alone, huh?
Not going home. Shut up. Do clickbait.
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 How sad is that scenario? Put one single banana on the conveyor belt.
One banana, sir?
I just need one.
I'm talking about like if I'm going for a hike, I'll stop at the store and get one.
Never done that. This is so funny on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy. I had to post it as a clickbait today. It's a video. A man from Pakistan, he set a new world record for the most walnuts getting cracked with his head in 1 minute. And if you're curious, 254 walnuts in 1 minute. They lined him up on a table and he just went down, smash, 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 smash with his forehead. You gotta watch it.
That's like for a second.
You gotta watch it. It's on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that's what's trending now with your boys in the morning. That ant is the bullet ant.
Ooh, creepy.
Just look at the picture of him holding it to his finger.
Mm-mm.
Freaks me out.